Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I have a quick question on something that was stated earlier. We were talking about P. Diddy.
Yeah.
And what's going on with him.
Yeah.
Now, you Buckley asked, do we ever hear from P. Diddy again? Mm-hmm. Because the thought is that he has already fled the country.
At least his plane has, but...
Does it count if his lawyers speak?
No.
No, I mean, like, do we see a video of him? Do we see him get in front of a microphone anywhere, like,
I
for real?
Say, does he put his feet on U.S. soil?
Yeah.
Okay, so then I'm still good, because I don't think we'll hear from him. But his lawyers have put out a statement.
Mm.
Oh.
Would you like me to read it to you?
Please.
Okay, this is the statement from Aaron Dyer, who is P. Diddy's attorney. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated. Mr. Combs was never detained, but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested, nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. This unprecedented ambush, paired with an advanced, coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt based on meritless accusations made in civil lawsuits. There has been no findings of criminal or civil liability with any of these allegations. Mr. Combs is innocent and will continue to fight every single day to clear his name.
So, according to them, he's A-OK. We'll see.
So that does account that P. Diddy is out?
No. No. Again, we'll see what's up. I do find it interesting that anytime someone's house is raided, then it's some sort of gross overreach.
Witch hunt. We like to use that one now, too.
Yeah.
Witch hunt.
Yeah. Last time I checked,
no basis to it whatsoever.
When the FBI shows up at your door, that's usually not a good thing. But anytime it happens now, this is ridiculous. Had they just shown up, we would have given them everything. Do they not understand that that's what a search warrant is, so that they can search for things before you have a chance to destroy them?
Now, I did see the photos of the ransacked home of one Sean Combs.
Yeah. Nice place, I'm sure.
You know.
Oh, poo-pooing Diddy's spot.
No, really? I mean, it's not.
You're giving it two thumbs,
meh? It's fine.
Really? You're going meh?
Well, have you seen the photos?
I mean, I guess not really.
You either have or you haven't.
I mean, I saw them raiding, but I guess I didn't pay much.
There are photos of the remnants of them having raided his home. So they go through drawers and traps everywhere.
I just saw the outside, like when they were like getting ready to come in, I saw the boys being led away.
Three hours ago, TMZ posted inside photos of the home.
Inside photos. I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like, and that was probably the Miami home. It looks like he bought that 20 years ago and hasn't changed a thing. It's nice. It's nice. I mean, it's not like Drake's house. Have you seen Drake's house?
Drake's house is ridiculous.
Dude, it is pimp.
Yeah.
So I would have thought maybe Combs. You know?
So you thought it should be a little bit nicer, huh? Like you don't like, I'm seeing here, the mini fridge.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty basic.
I don't feel like they trashed it. I feel like the house was in a little disrepair. Although some of that stuff is, it's been gone through a little bit.
I like to look at what's on people's nightstands.
Yeah?
They have a picture of his nightstand in there.
What's the most interesting thing on your nightstand?
Interesting?
Yeah.
Well, there's probably nothing.
Nothing?
Interesting. I keep my nightstand nice and tidy. Now, my wife's is a mess.
I can see that. Well, I think that's a lot of households.
But I've got Kleenex, and what's the other thing on there? Oh, one of those little, fragrance things with sticks that come out of them.
Yeah.
The wood.
Yeah. Little oil diffuser things.
Yeah. Oil diffuser. That's right.
Yeah.
What scent are you rocking in there?
That's the, it's called,
His house is really white.
It's called, I forget, but it's from the wind. It's a really good smell. And then there's a lamp.
I love lamp.
And in the drawer, Jace. Gummies.
Yeah. You like the sleep gummies?
I do.
Yeah, this is the first time I've seen these inside photos. It's very disorganized.
Well, they ransacked it.
I know, but
they're looking for stuff.
But even before the ransacking, like the way he's keeping his shoes and stuff, it's...
Well, how do you know that wasn't... I don't know. It might have been all put together. I don't think you can tell who did what.
Some of these doors are kicked down.
Yeah,
Knocked a couple things off the hinges. And
I don't think they mess around when they go in there.
Couple safes.
No, this wasn't a knock and would you let us in. This is a we're taking this place by force.
They got a couple safes cracked open. I see some Grammys.
Oh.
Yeah, there's three Grammys and, The outside of the home looks way better. When you look at the outside of the house, like
I haven't
the photo.
Seen it. Is this the Miami home?
The Miami home. It can be a little tacky, but it looks pretty nice. Now, the Los Angeles home, that's beautiful. It's got a lot of homes. That one in L.A. looks like an Oprah-type pad. That thing's enormous.
In one other television note, I wanted to point out to you guys that season 2 of House of the Dragon...
Dude, that show sucks.
...is headed to Max.
Yeah, I never even watched season 1 of it.
You don't need to.
On June 16th.
You want to talk about something riding the coattails? If that hadn't had Game of Thrones on it, I would have stopped watching that thing after 2 episodes.
Well, that's just the thing, is I really enjoyed Game of Thrones. When it ended, it was time for it to end. Like, I just never felt like I need a bunch of new seasons of that genre right now.
And then they, like, halfway through this season, they aged a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And got new characters, but some of them, like, the girl aged like 30 years.
I did hear that frustrated a lot of people, the jumping around between timelines and the aging and, well,
like,
and
she
lack
aged,
of.
But the two boys, they aged like 3 years and she aged like 20.
There were inconsistencies, I heard.
What are we doing? I thought that I was forced to watch it because my gal was invested in it. And once we watched something together, then I'm like, oh my God. But that show, that's just riding coattails.
So if you'd like to watch season 2 of The House of Dragon, it is on Max June 16th. The Targaryens are back.
And by the way, Deal does point out something. When they raided Trump's house, remember he had all those top secret documents in the bathroom? The rich don't always have their S together. And that's kind of what I'm saying. I think we assume that the rich's house is going to be all put together and tidy, and I don't think so. I think there's a lot of rich people that are slobs just like everyone else.
I also feel like when you're running criminal enterprises, like a lot of stuff is either kind of underground or hush-hush or put away. So having like a careful, organized system for it all probably isn't something that gets done a lot.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So yeah, like they always do that. I love I'm with you on the whole looking at houses things. Like I love the show Cribs, but I hate it because it's all staged. I want to see surprise Celebrity Cribs.
If they would be fun.
You wanted the show that I think would be the best show on TV is you don't get to tell them when you're coming. They just show up like on a random Wednesday, whether you're there or not. And it's like, hey, we're looking at Taylor Swift's Rhode Island mansion with like they just show up and knock at the door. And it's like, hey, we're in. And then we go through and look. That would be a great show.
Who was it? One of the original Cribs episodes, the star singer was drunk when they showed up to do the tour. It was like Mariah Carey or something like that. I'll figure this out. But it was pretty good and pretty obvious that she was not ready for that.
See, the best one that I remember was they did one for Redman from the Wu-Tang Clan.
Sure.
Yeah!
That's Lil Jon.
Oh.
And I don't know if he was doing bits or not, but it was just like it wasn't a super nice house. He had a dude passed out on the floor in his sleeping bag. Some dude was just like living in his, like crashing, who was clearly just hammered. And he's like, oh, don't worry about that. That's Steve. And like the doorbell didn't work. Like there was a bunch of exposed wiring. It was like a flop house. And again, I don't know if he was doing bits or if that was where he crashed, but it was freaking awesome. He's had a shoebox full of cash.
Oh, man.
And not like neatly stacked cash, just crumpled dollars, like ones and fives. It was the best episode of Cribs ever. Because you could tell he was just like, oh, this is where I'm hanging out. Oh, don't mind that, guys. Some dude passed out on the floor.
All right, we have a leftover from yesterday. Who's the a-hole in this scenario? We'll get to that next. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
My father-in-law's penis lit up a room wherever he went.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.